Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. I am Don Munson. On today's show, we're going to go back to signing day, which was on Wednesday, the 18th of December. We're going to let you hear from recruiting coordinator and quarterback coach Brandon Streeter. We'll also let you hear from head coach Dabo Swinney on his thoughts on the signing class that Clemson has brought in. As most of you know, right now, by most services, rated as the number one class in the country. Before we get there, though, just a couple of reminders. One is basketball action coming up here on the Clemson campus. Friday, a day-night doubleheader. The women playing at 2 o'clock in Little John Coliseum against North Carolina A&T. And then on Friday night, the men will be in action as they will take on Jacksonville. That will be a 9 o'clock game. Tickets are available for both of those contests. You can purchase them online through the official website of Clemson Athletics, ClemsonTigers.com/tickets is where you can go find that. Or you can call the Clemson Ticket Office, 1-800-CLEMSON, or purchase your tickets at the window at Little John Coliseum. Also on Sunday, men's basketball action, 4 o'clock, Yale will be in town, and tickets available also for that game. So you got women's game at 2 o'clock on Friday against North Carolina A&T, men's game 9 o'clock Friday night, Jacksonville, Sunday, men back in action, 4 o'clock in the afternoon against Yale. All right. Also want to remind you that Fiesta Bowl tickets for the game between Clemson and Ohio State still available. You can purchase those through ClemsonTigers.com or calling 1-800-CLEMSON. And if you'd like to find out about travel options, we would encourage you to go to ClemsonSportsTravel.com. That's ClemsonSportsTravel.com. Very simple. Or you can call 1-877-373-5060. 877-373-5060. All right, to find out information about that. Hope you can get on out to Phoenix and support the Tigers on the December 28th game against Ohio State. All right, so just a little house cleaning there, little reminders for you before we get to thoughts from Brandon Streeter and also from head coach Dabo Swinney. Like I said, signing day was a monumental day, a history kind of making day for Clemson football. Looks like they're going to have the number one signing class when all is said and done. That's where they're rated right now. You have to wait till February before the final rankings come out, the final signing day. It'll happen in February as well. But first up is Brandon Streeter, and was able to catch up with him on signing day. And here are Brandon's thoughts about the signing class for Clemson.
Brandon Streeter, who is not only quarterback coach, but also recruiting coordinator. First and foremost, congratulations. It's been, I know, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of happiness, though, to have gone into putting together this day.
Absolutely, Don. Thanks for having me, and just excited about this day, as always. It's a big celebration, and once again, we're going to have a great group to celebrate, and the families that they represent, just unbelievable. And so we're really excited about today. It's an early Christmas for us.
Well, you're going to go north-south in this recruiting class. You're going to go from sea to shining sea in this recruiting class as well. And to hear people say that this may be the best recruiting class in the entire nation for any college football team, I know it has to bring a big smile to everybody's face.
It really does. And, like you mentioned already, just these guys are coming from everywhere,
right?
And our brand is just bigger and bigger every year, and that's what's so exciting about it. And so the talent that we're going to get in this class is unbelievable. And then more importantly, the guys and the families that they come from, just awesome character and just a perfect fit for Clemson University. So excited about these young men joining our program.
Let's give folks a little bit of an insight, if we can, Brandon, to how all of this comes together. Because, some schools, it's, a coach has a district or an area, and they go recruit that. Now, yes, coaches here on the Clemson staff do have areas, but this is really a combined and a team effort. It's not just like, okay, just because one coach has Alabama, Louisiana, okay, they're the only ones that are going. It's not that way with the way you all go about recruiting.
That's right. It is a team effort. And like you mentioned, we do have our areas, which is important. I mean, we all have an in-state area, and then we have our regional area, especially in the southeast, but in our regions. And then from there, once we've identified a guy that's a potential signee or scholarship guy for us, then then we will present that to the position coach. And then it becomes a combined effort of the area coach and the position coach. And then we all know once we get them on campus, which is a big part of this process, when we get them on campus, man, everybody's involved. Our whole program just wraps their arms around these young men and their families, and it's very obvious when we get them on campus, you know, that it's a special time for them, and we get great feedback from them, and our support staff is unbelievable on those days that they're on campus, and just the work that we put in, you know, off campus and on campus is incredible, and so it is a team effort. I mean, everybody's involved, our GAs, like I said, our support staff. So it's neat to when it all comes together, because it's really truly a celebration from our whole building, just because we know who we're going to get.
Well, and that's the other thing, and I've been fortunate enough to be around some of the stuff that you all do in recruiting, but when a individual comes in here that's being recruited by an individual and that family, it is amazing to me to watch what happens in this building, because it's not just, again, it's not just, if it's a quarterback, it's not just you as the quarterback's coach. It is the entire building that is involved with that whole family, that whole group.
It really is. We truly take them in right when they get here. And you know, Ty Clements does a great job of putting an agenda together for the family and the player, and to make sure that they see the right people and to see the right things on campus. And like I said, there's so many people that are involved with that. It's amazing. And then, you know, when we have our meals and things like that, I mean, it's neat to see just different people approaching these families and having conversations with them, like they've known them for years. And that truly sets us apart. And then whenever the family has an opportunity, to sit in there with Coach Sweeney, I mean, obviously he knocks it out of the park every time. And so it's a neat process. It's so fun to watch. You know, some of these guys we've been recruiting for 2 or 3 years, and to finally get them locked in for good, and then also get them on campus. I mean, it's special for us.
That's also the other thing is the players. And I hear Coach Sweeney say this all the time. I hear you say it all the time.
Yep.
Best recruiters we have are the kids we have on campus right now that are playing football for us.
That's right, and we encourage these prospects that we bring on campus, we encourage, hey, we're just one part of this thing. You know, the coaches, and obviously you have to earn the trust of the coaches. But, man, go talk to our players and spend time with our players. And we really encourage them to spend the night and hang out with our guys and ask them, you know, all these questions that you want answered, because they're around us the most, obviously our players, and our players are going to be honest about the whole process. And so I think that's just another piece of the puzzle as you go through the recruiting process of getting them in front of our players. They do a great job.
All right. So this has been a little bit of a different recruiting cycle here as of late, because obviously Jeff Scott, as most everybody knows, has gone on and has taken the head coaching job at South Florida now, and he has signing day going on for himself in the Tampa area today. We certainly wish Jeff all the best with that. Looking forward to getting him back. He is going to be part of the playoff run for us. I think he'll be back on campus tomorrow and then stay with us for the rest of the playoff run, which means now that you've had to put another person that is out there on the road for you, which happened to be offensive analyst and now interim wide receiver coach Tyler Grisham. And Tyler didn't necessarily have the smoothest of starts out there now. And you may want to relate, you know, there was some airplane trouble with poor Grish on his very first trip out, right?
Yeah, it was interesting. And he actually told the story last night in more detail. And so, I guess he was on a plane for one of the first time that he's been out recruiting and they just had some tough weather. And so he had a rough ride. He had he was a little bit nervous, you know, when on the landing and things like that. He just said he saw the pilots really talking a lot, and he knew something was up. So he did a lot of praying, and it worked out for him for sure. It worked out for him for sure. And then I found out that Coach Caldwell had something similar happen, and then I actually had something crazy happen too. I don't know if you heard this one.
No,
Don, yet,
no. But,
so when I landed in Delaware on a prop plane there, and we hit, and we're going down the runway and pulled off, and we opened up the the stairs to come down, and the guy that was at the airport said, did y'all hit something, or did y'all hear that noise? And I didn't feel anything, but then we went around to the plane and on the front of the plane and looked at the prop, and there was blood all over it. And that we actually hit a deer.
Oh,
and it was not pretty. It was not pretty. But so the plane was out of commission, and we had to get a new plane.
How
so
about that?
It was interesting. We had like three or four guys on our staff last week that had some interesting stories traveling.
I will know that occasionally when I've been up in the school plane and we fly back in here to Oconee over there, there are times where the plane will buzz the runway to chase the deer off the runway late at night.
I guess they don't do that in Delaware. I don't know what happened.
I don't want to be hitting any deer or anything along that line. All right. Unfortunately, we can't talk about your position yet because we're waiting on that young man's papers to get in.
That's right.
He is in a different time zone, so it's going to take a little bit of time. But you know, as you look at this, just think of, you know, and I'm with Coach Sweeney. I'm not a big stars guy. I don't really follow all that recruiting, but I do know that it's those people that rate this stuff. I mean, there's something like as many as five star kids that are going to be of the 26 or something like that that are out there in the country, and you think about the top of number 100 players are going to be signed with this class. This is historical. I mean, this is really about to be a historical day for you.
It really is. I mean, we've had so much success with some of these top guys, and once again, it's getting these guys and their families on campus, and then finding out when they get on campus, man, these guys are a perfect fit too. And that's what's so special about this group is not just their talent, all right, but the combination of their talent on the field and then their high character, and that's exactly what we're looking for. And so there's no doubt it's an exciting day, and it's special to see some of these kids and some of the rankings that they have, yet still are level-headed, great kids. That's exactly what you want.
And maybe help explain me to the folks that are watching. All right, people hear terms like unofficial visit, official visit. Give me the break. All right, so what's the difference?
Well, an unofficial visit is just a visit when a prospect comes on campus on their own and they have to pay for everything. So when they come on campus, which there's certain times throughout the year that we, of course, invite them, and then they can come most any time. There's certain parts of the year that they can't. It's a dead period, which is a whole nother conversation. But when they come unofficially, it just means that when they come to a game, let's say, those are most of the time are unofficial visits, especially if it's a younger prospect, a sophomore, some juniors especially, and they come on campus on their own. And then the other thing we can't do is we can't be more than a mile off of campus during that visit. And if we go out to eat with them, it has to be, again, within a mile of campus, and obviously they have to pay for it. So so basically they're paying their way. And an official visit are guys that are in their senior year for us. It's, you know, when they come in, we've had one or two official visits during the season, and we can pay for everything. We can pay for their travel, and we can also pay for their meals and their lodging. And so obviously it's a special weekend for those guys and those families that get to come. We go eat at nice places, and we make it a great weekend. And most of the time, fortunately for us, most of the time we're dealing with players that are already committed to us. And so it's a weekend for them to and their families just to relax and enjoy it. And it's a celebration, basically. And so that's usually the case. There's always, you know, a couple guys that are not committed yet that hopefully see that and see the guys that we're getting already and how special they are. And so it's usually a very, very good weekend and fun weekend with the staff and the families. And then obviously getting to visit with Coach Sweeney, and he gets to visit with the families and that sort of thing. So it's usually a really, really good time, especially because they don't have to pay for anything. We get to pay for it all.
Absolutely. It's funny because you mentioned that mile radius, and it's as a crow flies.
Right.
From, and that can be from not from the center of campus, but from the edge.
That's right. How
forward-thinking now that our head coach, Dabo Sweeney, is. When he built his new house, he made sure that he found property that was within that 1 mile so that you could go do recruiting at his house. And like you said, you want people to be around him as much as possible.
Absolutely. And that's a great way to to be able to get a kid that's on an unofficial visit, like you said, to Coach Sweeney's house. And we don't want to overdo it either. We want that to make that a special thing for the official visit guys. And a lot of times it's usually for an official visit is when they get to go to Coach Sweeney's house. But it is definitely a perk for us to have that 1 mile radius, you know, from the edge of campus and have that development right there. So it's pretty nice.
You mentioned also, there's these open periods. There's also these dead periods. The recruiting calendar, by the way, is set forth by the NCAA. And there's all kinds. It's funny because as I've looked at your old recruiting calendar, some areas are in green. There are some areas that are in yellow. There are other areas that are in red. So explain how, you know, the recruiting calendar, because it's not just open 365, 24/7.
No, and it's always something that we got to look at hard each and every year, because sometimes there's some tweaks throughout the calendar year that we have to make from year to year and make sure we're on the same page. A lot of communication, obviously. But just in general, you know, we're in a dead period right now. And basically that means, you know, we can't have any prospects on our campus in our building here. We cannot make any contact with them on campus. And they're not allowed to come over here. So it's a dead period, throughout the Christmas holiday season. And then once you get into January, you know, after the national championship game, it'll start to open up again into a contact period. And basically we had 2 weeks of a contact period this December already. For us at Clemson, we only had one because we were in the ACC championship game, which has been a trend, obviously. So two weeks of contact period, that means we can go out and make contact with seniors only, not juniors, not sophomores. We can't make contact or talk to them. We talk to the coaches, but we can go, the guys that we've got committed to us, go talk to them, go to their house and, you know, have a home visit with them. All those things happen in a contact period. And then we'll have two to three more weeks in a contact period in January. And then February is another partially dead period, and then getting into an evaluation period. So the evaluation period in the spring is when we have an opportunity to go out to these high schools, and we cannot make contact once again, but we can go to practice, watch them, and evaluate their transcripts, talk to the guidance counselors, just get as much information as we possibly can from these schools and these high school coaches about this player. And then at the same time, that's during our spring practice too, that evaluation period. So they're allowed to come onto our campus and come to practice, and we can talk to them then, obviously, and spend time with them. And then there's that 1 mile radius again. It's an unofficial visit for them. And so, and then, you know, as you get into the summer, you have, actually, and they're allowed to have some official visits going into their senior year. We have not done that here at Clemson. We've kind of stuck to the way we've been doing it because it's worked. We want to really save that official visit, to a little bit later in the process. And it's really worked for us. So that's just a general, idea about the calendar, because it is tricky. There's a lot of rules and a lot of things that we got to be on the same page about. So important we communicate the right way.
Well, you're doing an outstanding job as recruiting coordinator, obviously as quarterback coach. We're going to talk with Brent coming up here in just a sec. Appreciate all you do for Clemson, your family as well, and certainly happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Don.
Again, great to hear from Brandon Streeter. And as we found out later in the day, Todd Bates is now going to be moved into the recruiting role. And so Brandon Streeter is going to become the passing coordinator for Clemson football. So Brandon getting a little bump up. And also Todd Bates is taking on more responsibility from his defensive tackle position, and also adding on the recruiting coordinator role. Todd's going to be great. He is a great recruiter, great coach, great asset to certainly to Clemson football. All right, let's let you hear from the head man, Dabo Sweeney. I started off my conversation with him by talking a little bit about Thursday's graduation day, because we had graduation here on campus on Thursday, and then also about the signing class. So here is head coach Dabo Sweeney.
This has been signing day, and I understand that, but tomorrow, all right, because this is something that obviously is the foundation of your program. It's equipping men with the tools for life, making sure that they get their Clemson degree. Commandment number one is go to class and be engaged.
Yep.
So big day tomorrow for this football program.
Big day, man. That's what it's all about. to me, this is the scorecard. Hey, I love winning. I love competing to be the best and competing for championships and all those things. But if we do have all that success on the field, but we're not having the same type of success off the field, then I think we lose. And that's just kind of how I've always looked at it. And 8 out of my 10 years we've been top 10 academically, and 8 out of the last 9 years we've been top 10 academically, us, Duke, and Northwestern. So, everybody sees and focuses on, the scoreboard and what happens out on the field and game day. But my scorecard is the type of men we're developing, and are we truly living out the vision that we've set forth back in 2009? Because it hasn't changed. It's exactly the same and will be as long as I'm the head coach. Still got 5 seniors that owe me a degree, and I got a few juniors, and we got one that's going to graduate tomorrow, and Daquan. Super excited about it. But, this is a culture that values education, and young people that just come in here. There was an article from Deshaun Watson. They did this huge article on Deshaun Watson, which was really cool. And he said something that I'll never forget. And he talked about, we were talking about education, and he said, he learned the importance of it in high school. And he said, but Coach Sweeney made me crave it. Hmm. That was his words. And that is the culture of this place. And man, I just am, I was humbled by that, to read that. Cause that's what we want it to be that way. And he comes in here and graduates in 2.5 years and did all the stuff on the field, but man, just becoming a complete person. So it's a big day and exciting times for all those young men and their families.
And then Deshaun yesterday named by Sporting News as the college football player of the decade.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Not too bad.
Yeah, he's pretty good, man. Special. So deserving.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So as you look at this class, all right, so right now 23 in. We're waiting on a signature from at least one more, and then we'll get at that everything taken care of. But as you look at this, 6 offensive linemen, you get your quarterback, you get 2 running backs coming in. By the way, for Kobe Pryor, Orange Mamba. That's what I'm going with. All right?
Orange Mamba.
The Orange Mamba.
I like it.
I'm going with.
I like it.
For that. But, you get wide receivers that are in, defensive linemen galore.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a class that's just stacked for you in every position.
Well, there's a need. I mean, D-line and OL, obviously we've got a huge amount of offensive linemen that are rolling out of here. So we signed 6 offensive linemen, and I mean just knocked it out of the park. I mean, Robbie did an amazing job. These are great young men. They're already close. They already have chemistry. These guys are already connected, talk to each other. And then same thing on this defensive line. I mean, it's just unbelievable that we've got Capehart and Trey and Brzee and Miles Murphy coming in here. I mean, it's unbelievable how talented they are, and just the sweetest young people. I mean, they're just great kids. So I'm just really excited about the leadership that they're going to bring. Obviously, the talent, but they've got all those intangibles that we value in our program. And Brent did a great job at linebacker. Just 3 studs, man. And then Mickey nailed it at safety, and Mike nailed it at corner. Love what we got coming in here at wide out, and then those 2 backs, and to go get the best quarterback in the country to come all the way from California, that just speaks volumes to what's going on in our program. And not only that, he's coming all the way here, and he knows you got a guy like Trevor Lawrence and Puma Chan that are here as well, and not afraid to come compete.
Uyunglele, by the way.
Uyunglele.
Uyunglele. I went right to the source when the family was here. I went to his dad. And I said, okay, if this is all working out, I need to know how to. So he gave me a little primer in all of that last spring when they were here visiting. So that was good. But looking forward to saying that name over and over again. Then, you pull off a little. You hide a guy at kicker that's obviously going to play in here in soccer. And first, let's give a shout out to Mike Noonan, the soccer program, first and foremost. They're breaking ground. They've actually broken ground on their new training facility.
Yeah, and they've been a part of this from day one, and it wouldn't have worked out, if it hadn't have been. I mean, it's just awesome. I remember the first time I told Noonan about Tanner. Tanner was probably in about, I think he was the 9th grade, and I said, hey, I got this little little nephew godson guy that's going out to Dallas, and you know, it's the ninth grade, and because they recruit these academies, and so he started looking at him then, and has tracked him, and it's like, you know, he's followed him. Noonan's followed him all over the country, watching him. It's been pretty cool. And then obviously PJ, it runs our foundation, and he and I have been best friends, you know, our whole life. So, I'm probably the only person on the planet that knew much about him as a football player because saw him in elementary. But it's not, I mean, they're not, he's an unbelievable kicker, but this guy is, he is an amazing athlete. I mean, amazing. And when I say that, he is a potential Deshaun Watson type guy for soccer, I mean, I mean it. I mean, he's that type of guy. And so it's a huge day for our soccer program. And boy, Noonan and them did a great job recruiting him as well. So have the opportunity to have a guy that can come and play both sports and do it at such a high level. I mean, he's going to be special, especially when he gets here and we really start working on his craft, you know, because he's just an athlete that can just do some freaky things. I mean, he can kick it left-footed, right-footed, however far you need him to kick it. He can punt it. He can kick off. I mean, there's really not much he can't do. So he's just a raw guy when it comes to kicking the football, because he's always been kicking the soccer ball. But unbelievably gifted. And watching him when he came in here this summer, it was amazing to watch. Because, you know, all these guys that are in your kicking camp, I mean, these are guys, it's what they do every day, all year. And Tanner just shows up and shakes a leg and just outkicks them all. Right. I mean, it's just incredible how talented he is and what his potential is. Down the road.
Yeah, I think we're going to take – we showed the soccer, but that you can see construction. That's outside the baseball stadium, construction on the other side that is going on for the soccer facility right there as they've just broken ground. And they're actually going to be in that building, I believe, by August, as they'll have everything that will be done over there from that standpoint. So excited about all of that is going on. You know, You stressed one of the things that you mentioned right there at the end was, you know what, obviously we're off to the playoffs and all that kind of stuff, but then it's going to be, you're going to have 16 kids that will show up here in January, and we'll be, all of a sudden it'll be the spring game before we know it.
Yeah, and if we're fortunate enough to win this next game in Arizona, those guys will be able to practice with us at least a day.
How about that?
Get a chance to actually get out on the field with them and move around a little bit, so they can't go to the national championship with us if we're fortunate to get to that, because the game's a week later this year. Because usually we've been gone when they come in, but we'll be here, and to be able to get them out there and run around a little bit would be pretty cool.
All right, number one signing class in America. That's what a lot of folks have you ranked as right now. How important is that to you, to have that moniker?
It really isn't. That it's never been a real driving force. I mean, we've never, 11 years, we've never had the number one recruiting class in the country, and yet, you know, over the last 9 years, we're the second winningest team in the country. And obviously won two out of the last three national championships, and we've never had a number one class. So it's not something that drives me or something that, I mean, it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat that it's kind of worked out that way. But it doesn't really drive me. So now we can say, you know, we've had one number one class in the last 11 years. And that's cool. And it's a credit to these young men. It just is one of those years where, the best players in the country just so happen to be great Clemson fits. Mm. And that's awesome. You know, Travis Etienne was a three-star recruit. I don't get caught up in all that stuff. Adam Humphries, I don't even think was a star. Grady Jarrett was a two-star recruit. So we've built our program with just guys that we think are five stars. Regardless of what somebody else says, we try to recruit five stars. You know, and they may be rated a two-star by somebody else, but as long as they're a five-star to us, and when I mean five-star, I'm talking about checking all the boxes that we look for and the fit as a person, because we recruit people first, players second. And that's just really what we've done. And again, we've built our program with a bunch of great young men that have come in here and been just very committed to the program. And it goes all the way back to that first class, just trying to find guys that fit. And we've gotten better and better and better over the years as our brand has grown. And now we have guys that call us. You know, we have kids coming from California. And you know, we signed back-to-back players from the state of California for the first time ever in the history of the school. So that's pretty cool.
You One of the, I just want to talk about a couple of individuals. One is the first guy that was in this morning at 7:17, Brian Brussey.
Brussey.
Okay, let's make sure we get that right. Brussey. All right. So for to hear me or to hear you equate him to Christian Wilkins now, that to a lot of Clemson fans is about as high as praise you
can get.
That's how
athletic he is. You know, do the splits, do backflips. You know, I mean, he's just freaky. I mean, unbelievable athlete. Lean, can run. But he's stronger. He's actually much stronger, at this stage than Christian was. And, every bit as athletic, if not more, but a little more heavy handed. Because of that extra strength that he has coming in here. I mean, he is dynamic. And he could go play end. He could play three technique. He can play nose guard. He can play tailback. I mean, he'll start on punt team. He'll be one of them guys like Christian that just brings so much. But you know what he brings? Man, freaking grit. Mm. And, I mean, just toughness. And, I mean, he is just a joy to be around. Very, very humble guy. Great mom and dad. Sister plays college basketball. I mean, he's just a guy that quickly will make his presence known when he gets here. He's one of the most disruptive guys I've ever seen coming out of high school.
Six offensive linemen, and you had to have that because you're losing some dudes now up front. I mean, you'll get Jackson back next year, but you got some holes to replace.
Yeah, we do. You know, we obviously lost Zach Jella a little before, right. So we actually we're going to take five, and then when Chandler Reeves had a year left, and Chandler's been a good player for us, and we wanted him to stay, but he's kind of ready to get married, he's got a job lined up, he's graduating tomorrow, so you know, I didn't know that until right before our senior day. So once that happened, we had another spot for a lineman. And so we were able to go out and get Trent Howard to come in and join this group who was going to go to Georgia Tech. And a young man we know a lot about and just super excited about how it worked out. But this is a massive amount of humanity in this offensive line. I mean, when you see these guys, I mean, you cannot believe that they're not – juniors in college. I mean, they are big and can move and, you know, we just hit everything that we needed. You know, versatility. We got true tackles. We got guys that can play tackle and guard. We got center. We got a little bit of everything. And, but most importantly, just great young people. Good students, smart, and really excited about the future of that group.
Defensive backfield, you're losing a bunch of guys back there as well, and you answer needs.
Yeah, we did. And we signed a really good group last year that I think the Clemson fans are going to be super excited about what's coming with that group that signed. And we played, you know, Booth got a little playing time this year. Sheridan Jones has played a little bit. Landon Zanders has played a little bit. Jalen Phillips played a little bit. Joseph Charleston played. So those guys have gotten a little bit of experience. But they're going to be really, really good. And then we were able to redshirt Ray Thornton. Now you come in and you add Tyler Venables and you add RJ Mickens. Because you're losing three great safeties and then Nolan is a senior next year. So it was a huge need for us. And then to add the two corners in Malcolm and Fred is perfect fit for what we needed. And I think just continues to help us have the type of depth and competition and just elite athleticism on that back end that you got to have to compete at the highest level.
Then you go back to Central High School in Phoenix, Alabama, and pull out another kid, wide receiver.
Yeah,
right,
EJ we've obviously seen for a while, and he is big time. Probably a little faster than Ross, but those same type of ball skills. I mean, he's a great, great prospect. And, you know, just great relationship with him, great relationship with his mom, and just love how he handled the recruiting process, and just going to be another great one coming in here, and you know, stepping in and hopefully continue to help us continue this great wide receiver tradition, and Tyler Grisham's, you know, first guy coming in as he starts his new role.
Okay, got one more question because we're about 10 after. You need to get to your luncheon that you need. That's a linebacker. I love the line that on Kevin Swint that Coach Venables used. Guy's got concrete in his helmet. Love that line.
He does. He's big, man. I want, you know, you kind of, when you think, I think about Trey Lamar, just that, just just a big, big linebacker that when he hits you, you just go down. I mean, you just see it. And so I'm super excited about him. Comes from a great program. Been very well coached. He loves his mom and dad. I mean, they're football people, and they get it. And so, I mean, I'm going to tell you, Coach V, he nailed it. With the guys that he signed last year and these three guys coming in, the certainly their skill sets, but their heart sets and their mindsets to go with it. I mean, just amazing, the group that he's going to have to work with for many years coming up.
I'll close this. Just thoughts on taking on Ohio State then in the Fiesta Bowl. I've been watching the group. They are focused and they are ready. They're prepared. They're preparing themselves.
Well, you know, it's the same for everybody. So but it just kind of is what it is. We lost a week this year in bowl preparation. So everything's been a little more compressed. So we've had to, you have to make every day count. Let me tell you something. We had a great practice yesterday. I mean, we got after it and I think we've had good prep to this point. We're actually going to finish up today with another good practice later on this afternoon, and then let them have a break. They're going to be off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I think they need it. They've been going a long time, and like I said, in years past, they had about a week and a half off after the championship game, and they only had 4 days. So they'll be off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we'll come back in here Sunday morning and have a little workout and practice and head to Arizona. But, you know, we're playing a complete football team. We're really kind of mirror images of each other. If you just look at the statistics, I mean, we're almost mirror images. I mean, we're one in this, they're two in this. We're three in this, they're two in this. I mean, it's just kind of all the way down the line there. So, obviously, two great teams, two undefeated teams and two champions. But they're a complete football team. I mean, just like we are. I mean, they're really good on defense, just like we are. They're really explosive and athletic and built in the trenches on the offense and can run the ball just like we can. They got a dynamic quarterback just like we do. So they got some freaky dudes outside just like we do. So it is a fun matchup and going to be a game that you know probably come down to a few plays. So. But we're excited about it. I mean, this is what it's all about, you know, being able to play in these type of games of significance, if you will. And I like where we are. I'm excited about getting out to Arizona and seeing how it goes.
Well, I think that we're all going to be forward to seeing how it does go in Phoenix against Ohio State. But I like our chances. I really do like the chances for us advancing on and making it to the national championship game in New Orleans against the winner of Oklahoma and LSU. We'll see if the Tigers can get there. So that is our podcast for the day. Hope that you and yours have a very Merry Christmas coming up. I know that that's just right around the corner. Have a great weekend ahead. Then have a great Christmas week that is coming up as well. So Merry Christmas to you and yours from all of us here in Clemson Athletics. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk with you next week. Until then, I'm Don Munson. Go Tigers.